Convenience Store Association. Mr. Rizalvato.
You got it correct that time. Thank you. And Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, thank you very much for allowing me the opportunity to share the thoughts of my members with you. Thank you for tackling a very difficult issue. There is nobody in my organization, and I hope because of my influence, that thinks that the issue is not a real issue. I personally believe that it is. I have tried to instill that in my members. I believe that I have, because I have a number of members who have been very active in over the past few years, doing things like making sure that there was that there's proper recycling in their convenience stores for plastic bags and other recyclable materials. I have one very aggressive member who did research over a year ago on replacing plastic bags with paper bags. The cost, he did a complete analysis, and recently he has also done that with the plastic straws. And I just listened to the exchange that you just had previously with Mr. Florio regarding the plastic straws versus the paper straws. And one might think that that is reasonable to a path to go down. There is a serious deficiency in a paper straw. I did have the opportunity last year of visiting Alaska on a cruise, and when you go into certain areas, the cruise ships do not, for that entire day, beginning before the ship even arrives, will not use plastic straws. They give you paper straws. I never use a straw ever, ever, ever. My wife uses one all the time. I used one that day because I was curious, because I am aware of the issue here in New Jersey. And it disintegrated in a few minutes. Does it work, you know, initially? Yes, but it is not really a suitable product. And the most difficult part of this legislation are for my convenience store members that need to have straws because their customers take products and go into their cars and utilize the straws. I understand there is a different aspect with a restaurant, but my members that operate convenience stores, people are at gas pumps filling up with gas, go in and get a product that requires a straw, and certainly there's going to be an issue with the difficult nature of the paper straw and its disintegration factor. And I would assume that that is probably exacerbated in a driving situation. So one of the things that I came here to ask this committee is to reconsider the actual ban on the plastic straws. The member that I said was very aggressive has actually reported back to me none of his suppliers are even capable of supplying it right now because of the movement that's happening across the country. There is a severe difficulty getting the paper straws. And he said virtually 100% of his customers that come in and purchase drinks do leave with a straw. So that is something that we hope we can have a dialogue with this committee and you know, maybe make some improvements to the bill. The other thing, and this is a question my members ask me all the time, and I have to tell you, listening to testimony all day long today, we have not, in this discussion, talked about the actual problem. And that is the person that leaves, that disposes improperly of the plastic, whether it's a bag or a straw. Twice I heard today, first from you, Mr. Chairman, and it's appalling, and I'm going to assume you are as angry as I am, about the number of straws and bags that were picked up off the beaches in a six-hour period. That is disgusting. Now, I have to assume if there's 9,000 plastic bags that are picked up, that there's 5,000 or 6,000 very selfish, inconsiderate people that left them there, maybe even 9,000 selfish, inconsiderate people. And the 30-plus thousand straws, how many thousands of people are we talking about there? And they are the people that have caused this. And one of the things that I found very surprising, and it came from Jeff Tittle, and I admire Jeff very much for the fight he puts up for his causes, and I just applaud him. I don't always agree on solutions with Jeff, but one thing he said today was that we're not looking to penalize the consumer. We want to penalize the business that breaks the law. And I'm thinking to myself, it's the consumer that is leaving and improperly disposing, whether it's on the beach or improperly disposing at home. And again, I think maybe I'm more sensitive to this, and I hope that this is what I've transmitted to my members over the years, is I consider myself a recycling kook. I want to recycle everything. And I will even tell you, I learned something at your August hearing. I listened to all the testimony, and I learned that the plastic that wraps things, not just the plastic bag, but that too can be put in with the same recycled plastic bags. Well, my family didn't like that when I came home that day, because now that I make sure we do that. And I'm offended when a family member doesn't properly recycle. I believe we need more, and my members are willing to step up to the plate and help in this regard. Help with the education process, because it's not enough. And somebody did allude to the campaign years ago on litter. I remember as a young man watching the television with the Indian crying in a canoe with pollution all around the river. And that was sincere, and it struck a nerve. And there is no way we have the litter today that we had then. Yet, what we do have in terms of litter, we're dealing with in a very serious manner, and that is the plastic. I don't want marine life ingesting plastic. But if we ban a product that has been a huge benefit to society, and we don't penalize the real problem, and that is the improper disposal of it, we're going in the wrong direction. And my members are asking for that to be put into the dialogue, and to recognize that this is going to be a burden on small businesses. And in regard to my members specifically, the straw part of this legislation will be especially burdensome. Thank you very much for allowing us in the dialogue. My members would like to continue to participate in the dialogue and to solve the problem.
Thank you, sir.